السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening in at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Once again, the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His ihsan, that we gathered for the majlis of zikr. Without the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nobody can achieve anything. Allah ta'ala has given us a willpower. That also is His fazal, that He gave us that willpower. But we have to seek from Him His rahmat, His mercy, and the tawfiq of doing the good deeds. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the willpower, we can choose. Allah ta'ala has given us Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last of all the messengers, and He chalked out for us the path that leads to Allah ta'ala and that leads to Jannat. Now, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what takes us to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is a practical deen. It is not something that is difficult, impossible. There are lots of people, they say that it's impossible nowadays to practice upon Sharia. Now if a person makes that kind of claim that it's impossible to practice, what he is meaning is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Islam we could practice upon, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not know that 20th century or in 100 years later or 5000 years later different kinds of people will come. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not know what conditions they will face in their societies. So therefore He sent down a deen which was only for practicing upon during the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that is kufr. If the person believes in a thing like that, that's kufr. That deen was only for that time. You can't practice in the 20th century, 21st century. And deen is for all times. Yes, there will be some weakness, some shortcoming, but that is our weakness, our shortcoming. So for that we make istighfar, we make tawbah, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Allah ta'ala Himself in the times of fitnas like this, His forgiveness also knows no limits, no bounds, because we are weak and we are living in times of fitnas. So Allah Ta'ala forgives also, plentiful. But we have to make some effort, and we cannot say that it's not practical. Must never ever say that deen is not practical. And that is the weakness of the majority of Muslims around the globe today, that they look at the conditions of fitnas and they say deen is not something that you can practice upon. Most of it is our weakness, that we have made such an environment at home, in our bazaars, in our marketplaces, and in our businesses and everywhere. We have created that environment. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, they said, mahol, mahol. He said, mahol par padho la haul. What is this complaint all the time about environment, environment? زمانہ ہم کو بدل سکے یہ زمانے میں دم نہیں. زمانہ خود ہم سے ہے, ہم زمانے سے نہیں. We must change the environment. In our homes, who stops us from changing the environment? Who stops us from practicing upon namaz, roza, zakat, hajj? Who tells us that we can't be honest and truthful and charitable and forgiving and merciful and kind and compassionate and loving in these days? Does anything prevent us from all that? Somewhere along the line there could be a little bit of difficulty, but most of it is our creation. That when we have our TVs and movies and porn sites of the internet and everything, we are the ones who put it on. Nobody forces us. So then we must not complain if our lives are becoming restless. Then we must not complain that we can't get up for Fajr Salat because we remain awake till midnight and past midnight watching TV and other things. So deen is for all times and you can practice it at all times. Nevertheless, we have a guest from Madina Sharif. So again, something that is very close to my heart and your heart, and that is Madina Sharif and the heart of every Muslim. So we'll have a Naat Sharif first, and then inshallah we'll have a zikr. Lazzate zikr naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. We have discussed this many many times and we'll repeat, but before that there's a golf downstairs, 2962. You're blocking somebody that wants to leave. Please remove your car. So, lazzate zikr naam e khuda hai chaman. This is a majlis of zikr. So, it's a lazzate zikr naam e khuda hai chaman. Lots of people have got beautiful gardens, beautiful orchards, bagh. Everything is there. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in the heart, then there's no enjoyment even in those gardens. Those gardens also you can only enjoy if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is happy and pleased and He puts that sukoon into the heart. Then we will enjoy those gardens also. Otherwise, if a person has got a charge of murder, he's been charged for murder and he is convicted and he will be hanged or executed in a few days' time. And now you take him to a beautiful garden and say, look at the beautiful garden here. Enjoy this beautiful garden. Can he enjoy it? Or that person whose heart is filled with anxieties, worries, restlessness and problems. Now you take him to a beautiful garden and make him sit there and say, enjoy this. Look at the beauty of this garden. He will say, you talking about garden, what about inside? There's no peace, there's no happiness. So the person will be sitting there, but he cannot enjoy it. So, lazzate zikr naam-e khuda hai chaman. The true garden, the true enjoyment of gardens is the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I'm just giving a broad meaning. That when the person will make the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the enjoyment that he gets, provided of course that zikr goes with all the other necessities or all the other obligations and responsibilities that he has to fulfill. He can't be just holding tasbih and making zikrullah and don't do anything else. So that person will get the true enjoyment. In the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's such enjoyment. Now we haven't tasted it, so therefore we make objections. How can it be possible? How can it be possible? Why does the lover take the name of the beloved so many times a day and take and get enjoyment in just taking the name? In illicit love relationships, the person is taking the name of his beloved, is SMSing, is writing, is telephoning, and is getting enjoyment. In what is he getting enjoyment? Nothing but words. What else is it? Both people are distant apart. Somebody is in England, America, or somewhere else, or even in his own country, the beloved is somewhere and he is somewhere. So it's just words that are being exchanged and the person is getting enjoyment. So if in taking the name of an illicit beloved, the person is getting some kind of haram enjoyment, so what kind of halal enjoyment and pleasure the person will get if he takes the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with muhabbat and with yaqeen and with azmat, and he's going to keep on taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will get that muhabbat. That is why this majalis of zikr are held, to develop that love, to create that love. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. And when the person is negligent, is indifferent, then that is like the jungles, the forests, and the rubbish heap, the rubbish dump that we have. We know what kind of stench and what kind of filthy smell comes out from that rubbish dump, because the filth of the people of the city is dumped there. So that is what ghaflat is. When there's ghaflat and negligence in the heart, then that heart becomes like that rubbish dump. After that, the actions that come out from the person's body is going to be nothing but the But that which causes some kind of harm to somebody or the other, there will be a stench in it. There will be lies from the tongue. False oaths and qasams. There will be cheating, there will be deceiving. There will be raping, there will be murdering and killing and looting and hijacking and destruction of somebody's life and property. All those things will happen when there's negligence and ghaflat in the heart. When the person has forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the person who believes Allah ta'ala is all hearing, all seeing, all knowing, and he has the power to pull the carpet from beneath the feet, and he has the power to take away and snatch away all those bounties and ni'mats, and in whose hands is the control of the entire universe. When the person believes in that, so then there will be what we term as cautiousness. The person will be cautious of every step that the person takes. So we must develop this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through zikrullah. Lazzate zikr naam khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya pa gaya wo bahare watan. This is the month of Muharram. The hijrah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is from where the calendar of the Muslim Ummah commences. And in this sacred month, when our calendar begins, we are reminded of the hijrah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because that is where it commenced from. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu declared that it should commence from hijrah. So after that, lots of people made hijrah, and still people are making hijrah from their countries, from their towns, from their cities to different parts of the world. But for what are they making that hijrah? Why are they migrating? Why are they leaving the cities, towns and countries? I explained last week also that most of it is for nothing but just to improve our economic condition. That's all. To improve our economic condition. Or we say crime is out of control in our country, so we must find another country where crime is under control. But we forget that wherever we are going to go, we are going to take this heart of ours with. If Allah Ta'ala's azab is focused on that heart, if Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and anger is focused on that heart, then wherever that person goes with that heart, he will experience the same restlessness, even though crime may be much lesser than what it is in South Africa or any other country. The only thing that will be different will be that there will be less crime. That's all. But the heart, he can't say that the condition of the heart will change now because of that. Allah Ta'ala will create some other kinds of problems in that country where he is going. And we have seen it, how many people went to different countries and came back. So different kinds of conditions in different countries. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it is His Zat-e-Ali that we have to get connected with. If His Rahmat is focused on our heart, if His Tajalli of Rahmat is there, then that heart will enjoy sukoon anyway in the world. There will be that natural fear that everybody has. If a big ferocious dog starts barking, or if a lion is loose in some area, anybody will get that fear. That is natural. But we're talking about sukoon in the heart. Now that the person, if he's got connected with Allah Ta'ala, then he'll be having it anyway in the world. And if Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and anger and wrath is directed, tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, of wrath and anger, then that person is going to suffer the restlessness wherever he's going to go. So that hijrat also must be for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the person does business, the person gets married there, the person brings up his children there, he buys properties there, anything else he does. But the thing is that he must do it for the protection of his deen and of Islam. He zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. He zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Lazzat-e zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. Ye zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. It's not only the giving up of your city and town and country and say we are muhajir, we are making hijrat and you must make our nusrat. Ye zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, leave all those sins behind, to all the baggage of sins. We have to leave that behind. We can take our other bags along. All the other bags we can carry. Baggage of all our goods and our wardrobes and cupboards and everything we can take along. But leave the baggage of sins behind. Ye zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de. We have to give up those sins. Then it is hijrat, in the true sense of the word. Al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu an. Who is a real muhajir? The person who gives up that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prevented from, stopped from, made haram, forbidden. And that is actually the haqiqat of haya also. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has stated in the Sharah of Mishkat Sharif, فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَاءِ أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ حَيْثُ نَحَاكَ. That is the haqiqat of shame and haya. That Allah Ta'ala must not find us in the wrong places, in sins, in evil, in vices. He zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Lazzat-e zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dashton daman. Ye hai faizane aho fughaan dekh lo, daamane ko hame dil hai kaisa magan. Lazzat-e zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e awliya, bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. We want that nisbat of the awliya siddiqeen. So then we have to attach ourselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person wants Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his life. He is seeking, he is searching, he is begging, he is asking, he is pleading, he is crying, he is tearing. And he is saying, "Oh Allah, make me yours and become mine. For if you are not mine, nothing is mine. And if you are mine, everything is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri." Now when he is going to go on begging like that and making the effort also, then why should Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hold back the nisbat? When Allah ta'ala himself wants us to make the effort and get connected with him. And when the person is making the effort, why should Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deprive him if he's doing it sincerely? And now comes Shehr-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Shehr-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Shehr-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Shehr-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. If you ask the lover which is the city that you love most, or which is your watan, the person will say, "Where my beloved is." And what is that beloved of this world? It brings nothing but problems and problems. I'm talking about the illicit beloveds. Love one's wife. It's a hukam of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says, "Shehr-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun." So if that is the case, then what must I say about Madina Sharif? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my beloved. My beloved resides in Madina Sharif. His resting place is in Madina Sharif. The place that he was laid to rest on, that ground, is more precious and more afzal than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was the khulasa of the kaina. Allah ta'ala created the whole universe because he created Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the people who will be his neighbors, the people who will settle there, the people who will reside there, in Madina Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has promised his shafaat for them on the day of Qiyamah. He'll be a witness for them on the day of Qiyamah. And he said, "The person who visits me after my passing away is like the person who visits me in my lifetime." The virtues of the Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, the masjid of the mihrab and the mimbar of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the virtues of Riyazul Jannah, the gardens of Jannah, the virtues of the place where the Ashab al-Suffa used to reside, the virtues of the mountain of Uhud, the mountain on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself stood with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala. The mountain itself, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu." The mountain loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "We love this mountain." If you have to look at that mountain also, there's nothing but noor, noor, noor on the mountain. It's a different kind of mountain. Every piece of ground in Madina Sharif, we don't know where some sahabi walks, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walks. So, phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. But once again in Madina Sharif we have to live like a true ashik of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't be staying in Madina Sharif and then watching all the videos and movies and everything else there and neglecting Salat and having negligence. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai, hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai. Ae madina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai, hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai. Hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai. Ae madina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. We are here in Masjid-e-Noor in Ashur in the city of Durban. Hai watan mein. But Allah Ta'ala has given us such power of imagination that our hearts can be transported anywhere. So on the wings of angels we transport our hearts to Madina Sharif. And we say we are sitting here but our hearts are in Madina Sharif. Hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai, hai madina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht-o-daman. Ae mere data, ae mere malik, ae mere maula, ae mere wali. Ae mere data, ae mere malik, ae mere maula, ae mere wali. Shahan-shah-e-do-alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai aali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aat pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah. Allah, 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 कसब में दुनिया ही के राह में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई। खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। ओ अल्लाह, आई एम द वर्स्ट इन योर क्रिएशन, वी मस्ट कंसीडर आवरसेल्व्स एज द वर्स्ट, consider everyone else as being better than ourselves. We don't know when they make sincere tawbah from their sins and become worthy of Jannat. And no one knows when the person can make a slip in his life. And sometimes it can be such a bad slip that even the iman goes. So therefore with khawf e khuda in the heart and with hope in his mercy and forgiveness, the person must continue with life. But he must consider himself to be badkar. Now great Waliullah, he is saying, Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. Now what sin he was committing? Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। पंजे गम से मुझको छुड़ा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। सुन मेरे नाले, सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। अपना बना ले, अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह।
بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے
اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallahu illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawa-o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza jaye maula dil badal de, maza jaye maula dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا
ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, My most forgiving Allah, Most compassionate, most loving Allah, My most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah, My most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, we make tawbah and break our tawbah. Day and night we make tawbah and break our tawbah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can tolerate us. No one else would have tolerated us. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, it is just your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, you are so merciful, so merciful, so merciful, that even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. Oh, my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, you are more merciful than that. Ya Allah, you can forgive us. Nobody is going to question you why you forgive us. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay, very Allah, you give man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies? Ya Allah, you gave man the science of and technology of making computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. Ya Allah, I press of the delete button and everything is gone. Ay, very Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunahon par delete button daba de. یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں سیاکار ہیں بدکار ہیں خطاکار ہیں سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں We are your servants, your slaves Where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door that we can tap There is no other home in which we can be In these Mubarak days of Muharram یا اللہ After Zikrullah We have extended our begging bowls before you My beloved Allah Your doors of mercy are wide open. Your doors of forgiveness are wide open. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins, where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door that we can tap, no other home in which we can beg. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, bless everyone with iman, with Islam, and with hidayat and guidance. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, let everyone see the light of Islam. Ya Allah, bring everyone into the fold of Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. If you are ours, all the kingdoms will be ours. Everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Barakat in every ni'mat and bounty that you have blessed us with. Don't snatch and seize those bounties, my beloved Allah, because of our sins. Ya Allah, slight breeze of sins and we are blown away. My beloved Allah, slight breeze of temptations and we are blown away. We have got no resistance power to temptations, my beloved Allah. Just a slight breeze of temptations and we are gone to the discos and cinemas and rave clubs and watching porn sites on the internet or watching filth on the television screen or reading some filthy magazine or in adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or engage in some other kind of haram. Just a slight breeze of temptation. My beloved Allah, who is there to protect us besides you? Ya Allah, protect us from all the evils and vices. My beloved Allah, there is no one else that can protect us besides you. Ya Allah, give us the strength of iman in our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the strength of taqwa in our hearts. Ya Allah, give us such noor of yaqeen in our hearts. Such bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Put your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our hearts. Ya Allah, put intense love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our hearts. So that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that is pleasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the realization that sins bring nothing but anxieties, worries, restlessness and problems. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Open the doors of your maghfirat and forgiveness for us. Ey mere pyare Allah. Ey mere Rahim Kareem Allah. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, make our hearts such that every beat of the heart we, Allah, Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, put such love of yours into our hearts. Such muhabbat of yours in Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it becomes extremely easy to practice upon deen, upon sharia, upon Quran and sunnah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, your doors of maghfirat are wide open. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, we have to die one day. And no one knows where he is going to die. Ya Allah, bodies have been picked up from casinos, from discos, from cinemas, from theaters, from prostitute quarters, from escort agencies. Ah, my beloved Allah, the manner in which a person is going to die, he will rise on the day of Qiyamah in that same state. How embarrassing it will be for Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam if his ummati has to rise committing zina or stealing or fornicating or taking drugs or watching some filths. Ah, my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Safeguard us from any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation coming upon us or the family or the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey khuda e bandara ruswa makun, garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Ey khuda e bandara ruswa makun. My beloved Allah, we know we are the most sinful ones. But don't create any kind of condition of embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us. Ya Allah, do not expose our sins, our vices and our evils. Ya Allah, sattari ka maamla farma. Taqwa wali zindagi ata farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the life of piety, of taqwa. Give us, my beloved Allah, the noor of iman and yaqeen in our hearts. Give us such trust and tawakkul in you. As you bless the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een with, awliya siddiqeen with. Bless us with rizq, which is 100% halal. Don't let even one morsel of haram go down our throats. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from any kind of haram coming into our homes or our system. Ya Allah, bless us with 100% halal rizq and sustenance. Ya Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters, so many people, their parents are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, so many friends of ours are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and pains. We know that sometimes it is a rahmat and a mercy, but we are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. Give us a rahmat of good health. Give us a rahmat of strength, my beloved Allah. Cure us of all our ailments, spiritual and physical. There are so many who have undergone operations and so many who will be undergoing operations. So many have met up with accidents. Ya Allah, different kinds of sicknesses. Sabko shifa ata farma, shifa ata farma, shifa ata farma. Apne fazal se shifa ata farma. Hum bimar hai mere Allah, hume shifa ata farma. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove our divisions and disputes and arguments. My beloved Allah, hamein nek bana de aur ek bana de. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Tamam deeni edaro ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Baqi. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a state of fasting in the month of Ramadan, on the day of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. We know, my beloved Allah, we are asking for something that we are not deserving. What is it that we are deserving of? We are worthless, useless, my beloved Allah, but we are asking you out of your shan of being Rahim, Kareem, Sattar, Ghaffar. We are not asking because we are worthy. Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi varta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, without any reckoning, in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, enters into Jannah. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the test, the trial. That each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you after this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their pain, their suffering, their problem, their hardship, their grief and their sorrow. Ya Allah, we cannot ask everything for everybody, but you are well aware of the desires of everyone. Unki nek tamannao ko pura kar de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa rahmatullahi. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.